Hello, my name is Danny. I'm calling from Metro Research, and we're conducting a poll of people's opinions towards public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Can you help us, please? For example, are you registered to vote at this address as a Democrat, Republican, or as something else?
What? What's this for, bro?
It's just a research study we're doing on issues facing the community. So the first question is, are you registered to vote at this address as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I'm registered to vote. I'm not registered on any party. I'm not a political party.
Okay, so you're not registered to vote. Is there anyone there that's
registered
to vote?
Bro. I'm independent. I'm not Democrat or Republican.
Thank you.
Any of that, bro.
Okay, I'll put it register as something else. Thank you. Now, and next question will be, just one moment, it's just loading. Could you please tell me your age, just for statistical purposes only? Could you please tell
34.
Me your age? Thank you. Now, in Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
I'm a white guy.
Okay, thank you. Next. And generally speaking, do you feel that things in Miami-Dade County is headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
In Miami County? What?
I mean,
I don't know. There's a lot of things that are wrong. I think it's wrong.
Wrong direction. Okay, thank you. Next, how would you rate the way Danielle Devine Cava is handling her job as a mayor of Miami-Dade County? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good, things that need to change.
Okay, I see. Thank you. Next, thinking about your political values, do you tend to agree more with those identified as MAGA conservative, traditional conservative?
Conservative, traditional
liberals, or progressive?
Conservative.
Conservative. Would you say traditional conservative or MAGA conservative?
Yeah, traditional.
Traditional. Okay, thank you. Now, next, I'd like to ask you your impression of some people in an organization you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Marco Rubio, would you say the favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
And would you say very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. How about Raquel Regalado? Would you say it favorable or unfavorable?
Who?
Raquel Regalado. Favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know. I don't even know who she is. Pass.
Okay, no problem. How about Rick Scott? Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
And would you say very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Very. How about Donald Trump? Favorable or unfavorable?
I mean, are we comparing him to Biden, or are we talking about in general?
In general. He's just Donald Trump. Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, somewhat unfavorable. How about Elon Musk? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
How about Ron DeSantis? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
How about labor unions? Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Labor unions, very unfavorable.
Yes. Very unfavorable. Okay. How about Kamala Harris? Would you say very favorable, somewhat
very,
favorable?
Very unfavorable. Very
unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Can we put an extra very in that?
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Here's another one. Danielle Levine Cava. What you say? Very favorable. Somewhat favorable.
Pass,
somewhat unfavorable.
I don't even know who that is, bro. Pass.
Okay. How about Republican Party? What you say? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Pass.
Okay. Is it that you recognize or you recognize or you can't rate?
What?
The Republican Party. Which you said very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I said pass. I don't care about that. I'm not trying to answer anything.
Okay. Now, I'm just going to ask your impression of some people and organizations, okay? So as I read each one, just tell me if it's very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Here's another one. Democratic Party. What you say, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
No.
What you,
pass again.
What you,
I mean,
okay.
Some, unfavorable, somewhat.
Okay.
I don't even know how to answer that.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay. Somewhat unfavorable.
Care.
How about Joe Biden? What you say, very favorable, somewhat favorable? Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable? You can select one of those.
Very, very unfavorable.
How about Kanye West? What you said, very favorable, somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable,
very
or very unfavorable?
Very, very unfavorable.
How about Catherine Fernandez Rundle? What you say, very favorable, somewhat favorable?
I don't even
somewhat
know what
unfavorable?
That is.
Okay. How about Frances Suarez? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
I don't know who that is.
How about Jeanette Nunez? Favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Thank you. Next. Okay. Just one moment here, please. Now, thinking ahead to the 2024 elections, would you definitely vote to reelect Danielle Levine Cava? Probably vote to reelect to reelect her, or probably vote for someone new, or
that,
definitely vote for someone new.
I don't know who that is.
You're not?
I don't
okay,
know
not
that.
A problem. How concerned are you over a woke agenda being taught in Miami-Dade County schools? Would you say you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, and not that concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not concerned at all.
Not concerned at all, okay. And how concerned are you gender issues and sexual identity are being taught in Miami-Dade County schools? Would you say you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not concerned at all?
Very concerned. That shouldn't be happening in schools.
Okay. Okay.
They should not be doing that to our kids. Do you have kids?
Thank you for sharing. Yeah, I do.
Do you have any kids?
Okay. Yes.
Do you have any kids?
I do.
Do you think
yes,
that?
I do.
Do you think that? What about that? What's your answer to that question? What do you think? Do you think
well,
that
that's
kids?
That's a good question,
school?
But for quality purpose, I must always keep it neutral. Okay. Yeah. And thank you for sharing, though. Now, here's another one. I'm going to read you a series of proposed measures that have been deployed
to improve
the quality of life in Miami-Dade residents. I mean, we're almost there, and thank you very much for your time. Now, here's another one. I'm going to read you a series of proposed measures. I'm going to try to do this as quick as possible. Now, I'm going to read you a series of proposed measures that have been deployed to...
You asked me 15 questions. All I wanted to hear was your opinion on one. You told me you can't tell me because of quality assurance. But this is some sort of voluntary phone call anyway. So why wouldn't you be able to tell me how you feel? That doesn't make any sense. If we're having a conversation, we're having a conversation.
Yes. And,
I mean,
and
it's all good, bro.
Thank you for sharing.
If you have kids and you're okay with them being gay and transsexual, then that's on you, man. Like, that's not normal. That's not from Jesus. Like, I'm not with that.
And thank you for sharing, you know. And, yes, and as you might understand.
You believe in Jesus?
We must always keep it neutral, sir. So here's another one, okay? I'm going to reach a series of proposed measures that have been deployed to improve the quality of life of Miami-Dade residents. Using a 5-point scale, tell me how effectively you find that approach, with 5 representing most effective and 1 representing least effective. Here's the first one. Major Levine Cava deployed a peace and prosperity initiative to tackle gun violence and invest in community programming as tools to fight crime and keep neighborhoods safe. For 1 to 5 5 being most effective, how would you rate it?
1.
1. How about Major Levon Cabot has led with bipartisan support to implement a community action plan that ensures residents feel safety. The environment is protected, jobs are created, and accounting government is fair and accountable. From 1 to 5, how would you rate it? 10, 5 being most effective.
2. 2.
Okay, now here's another one. Major Levon Cabot launched a first-of-its-kind office of equity and engagement to better connect opportunities within county governments to residents and small businesses. From 1 to 5, 5 being most effective, how would you rate it?
4.
Housing prices are at all-time high, and residents need relief. That's why Major Levon Cabot created a homes plan to invest tens of millions of dollars into housing programs for renters, homeowners, and building immediate workforce housing. From 1 to 5, 5 being most effective, how would you rate it?
3. 3.
Okay. And through smart budgeting and efficient use of tax dollars, Major Levon Cabot introduced the lowest property tax rate since 1982 while maintaining service levels. From 1 to 5, 5 being most effective, how would you rate it?
5.
5. Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about policy initiative the county major has confronted, please tell me on a scale from 1 to 5, how well she handled the policies with 5 being very strong and 1 being very weak. Here's the first one. Making local governments more equal.
Bro, I can't do anymore.
And
mark
improvement
it
access. I mean, we're almost there, okay? So making local governments more equitable and improvement access to county contracts for minority-owned businesses. From 1 to 5, 5 being very strong, how would you rate it? Hello? Hello? Hello?